O gracious and most holy God, we give you thanks. We thank you for the joy of being fully alive in Christ. We thank you that you have invited us to this holy place in our time of worship. And now may the words that I speak and the meditations of our own hearts always be pleasing and always be acceptable unto you. For you are my Lord, you are my rock, and you are my gracious and holy Redeemer. Amen. Our scripture focus is from the book of Psalm. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of salvation. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. We know that May is such a beautiful time, not only with the changing of season, but also in our liturgical calendar or the weekly pattern of worship. You know, the next two Sundays will be the Ascension Sunday, which is the focus, which is the gospel lesson that we read this morning. And then we come to Trinity Sunday on May 20th. And then after that, it's the season of Pentecost. And we know that the ascension of Jesus after the resurrection is vital to our understanding of the Christian faith because of the promise that Jesus will send his Holy Spirit. And the scripture says, as he ascended into heaven, they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed in the temple praising and honoring God. And then the Trinity is also an important part of our Christian understanding. It is the rhythm of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I know that the best way I can express this is my appreciation of the air that we breathe. You know, God is our Redeemer. God is the air that we breathe. And then God gave that breath to Jesus Christ. And then Jesus Christ offered that breath to all of us so that we can be blessed. So that's my understanding of how Trinity works in our lives, the rhythm of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we know that in the Pentecost story, the same people who were there received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And they decided to bring their friends with them, and that is why the scripture says people from all races and from all ages were there. Different lives, different activities, but there was one pattern. And they received the breath of the Holy Spirit with praise and thanksgiving to the one God through Jesus Christ. O come, let us sing to the Lord a new song. Make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. The psalm that we read is part of what we call enthronement psalms. And the singer cries out, O sing to the Lord all, a new song, all of all creation. And so all creation are instructed to make a joyful noise. In the world of the biblical Hebrew, they use the word tzedek, which means God is doing a new thing. You know, I have heard this passage explained, and, you know, whenever people come together, oh, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, make a beautiful sound. And of course, in our understanding, a beautiful sound means taking time to listen, taking time to practice, taking time to appreciate, and taking time to share. And so the psalmist was saying all of God's creation are being invited to come forward, you know. Forget about your past experiences, but instead focus because God is doing a marvelous thing in our lives. This is what Paul said. We are not giving up. How can we give up? Even though on the outside we are suffering, even though on the outside we are falling apart, on the inside, God is doing something new, and not a day goes by without God's unfailing grace. And according to St. Paul, there's far more than meets the eye. I read a beautiful meditation on spring, because I think it's springtime, right, here in the United States or in here where we live. And the author also mentioned about a story about a man who lived in the Alps, and he had one task. You know, he was doing something for the town below, and his task was to remove the old branches, the twigs, the branches in the mountain, and the water that feeds the lovely spring below. And because of his simple task, the townspeople were excited, because all of a sudden the tourists came, you know, people brought their produce, their handicrafts, and people enjoyed their food. And then all of a sudden the village council decided, well, we are so affluent, you know, we don't need all of these things. And I think you can figure out the rest of the story. They decided that we don't have any need for these gentlemen up in the mountains to do these simple things for us. Oh, we have technology. These things will take care of itself. But lo and behold, a couple of months later, the water became slimy, and there was a foul odor in the spring that people enjoyed. And all of a sudden, people started to withdraw from the town, and people never came to the town anymore. It was at that time that the council people decided to resume the old practice. And they discovered that this old practice of these gentlemen clearing away the debris from the spring that comes from above is really good. And then the writer said, the people started to sing a song in celebration, because God can change new things. A song can literally mend a broken heart, even the heart of the community. And so why is this psalm important? This psalm is important because the words of praise from God is holy and sovereign. You know, the scripture says lyre, trumpets, and horn. You know, the horn that they use is what they call the shofar. You know, the shofar is the one that they use during the time or the call to prayer during the most sacred or the most holy time in the Jewish tradition, during the time of atonement. And so the psalmist says, bring the lyre, you know, bring the trumpets, bring the horn. And here is something that I always try to understand but appreciate in my own hearts. And the psalmist says, even the sounds of thunder can make a beautiful noise. Even the floods can make a beautiful noise. All of these, according to the psalmist, are invited to sing the songs of salvation for the word of God. In our worldview, a song often defines each generation. I wonder if there is a song that defines your generation. Well, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but think about it. Is there a song that really defines your generation? I heard this song, There's a New World Coming. Do you remember that? I think it was back in the 60s. It was sung by an Australian songwriter, and it became popular. That was not my song, but I'm more like a James Taylor kind of song when I was growing up. But I realized that a song truly defines a certain generation, and it is really good because it brings to mind the joys, our hopes, and our dreams for the future, just like the people of Israel. As I visited with several of my friends these past few days, and it was a lovely day to be out and just to enjoy the simple pleasure of eating and sharing stories. It is always our habit to begin with with prayer, you know. But my two guests were so hungry that because they had been in a meeting for about a week and they were eating mostly salads and sandwiches. And when I started to cook some grilled fish and some grilled meat, you know, we forgot to pray. And these are bishops of the United Methodist Church. And so after we started eating, I said, I think we forgot to pray. Oh, yeah, that's right. We were so excited about eating that we forgot about prayer, but that's not the real story. When we start to come together, we prayed, we sang songs, and after a time of fellowship and before we leave, we also offer a prayer and we also offer a song. But the problem was, I never heard a song that they sang, but they knew it by heart. And I know the scripture reference was from the book of Lamentations. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. They sang this song from the heart because they knew this song. And I found out that this was actually a praise and worship song, maybe sometime in the 80s. And I think I'm going to ask Ron if we can pull this up and we start singing it sometime in May or sometime in June. Great is thy faithfulness. For them, it was an old song. But for me, it was a new song. Each day when we turn on the news and what is happening in the world, there are new things to learn. There are also new things to fear, isn't it? From all the spectrum of life. And we always pray that the community of believers will be an oasis of hope. You see, when the church faced intense persecution in the Middle Ages, they withdrew. But when they withdrew so that they can collect themselves. They withdrew so that they can offer a time of prayer to this Almighty God. And they have what they called the Benedict option. And the Benedict option is simply renewing a pattern of daily worship, of singing the Psalms. And they said that Jesus also sang the Psalms. And Jesus, they said, also sang a song of praise, of thanksgiving to God. Maybe it was not written in the Gospels, but it was through his actions. But it was through his manner of living. And it was through the words that he had spoken, inviting the people to sing a new song to Almighty God. We know what St. Augustine said, and I think it was imprinted in some of our faith. We sing hymnal. Those who sing praise twice, our choir singing more than their ordinary part, isn't it? Sing twice. And when the Renaissance emerged, beautiful images in the Bible were often depicted in stained glass windows. And they said that the Psalms are like little illuminated Bibles to bring hope to the world today. So the scripture talks about the songs of science. And this comes to mind whenever I read from Psalm 122. And you know this, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord forever. Sing to the Lord a new song, even if singing is not your own thing. Pray to God, even if the prayer life is not your own thing. Give to mission and participate in mission, even though mission is not your thing. Because God continues to collect each one of us. And whatever God has given us, God collects all of these so that we can be ready to receive the grace of God. Because God is doing a great thing. And God has done great things for all of us. We get that. The psalmist offered that invitation to sing a new song because there's a new world coming. and Christ bless this new community. In the name of Jesus, we give thanks. Amen.